So we're going to go on and talk about our primary financial statements project and get your help in scoping it. Chiro?
Yes. Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone. So the next topic is primary financial statement. Agenda paper 4. Let me go through the presentation and go to the questions for the breakout sessions. So the purpose of the session is to listen to your views to define the scope of the project. The stage of the project is now, the board decided to have the current direction of the project. So which direction we should go, we already discussed at the board. At the same time, the board did not decide detailed scope of the project yet. And what we are doing right now is doing outreach to listen to the stakeholders' views to understand what are the problems in the current financial statements. What are the changes we have to make in the current financial statements? Those are the major focus right now. And that is why this opportunity, listening to the views from the investors and the preparers, this is a great opportunity, and we really appreciate that. And basically, we are focusing on the statement of profit or loss and other comprehensive income, because this is the area we hear a lot of concerns in the agenda consultation. And also, today, we'd like to listen to your views on balance sheet as well, because we'd like to determine if we have to change the current balance sheet or not. Let me briefly explain the background of the project. On page 3, this is a summary of the feedback received. And basically, many respondents, including investors and preparers, said that primary financial statements is an important project. And in terms of the area we should work on, many respondents stated that the structure and the contents of the statement of profit or loss, or OCI, that is income statement, that is something we have to look at. And also, we've received some comments that maybe we should also think about the defining single measure of performance or distinction between profit or loss or and OCI. However, at this stage, we think that we should focus on the structure and content of the statement of profit or loss and OCI because conceptual framework projects spend time on the distinction between profit or loss and OCI, and we think that our focus should be on how we can practically improve the current financial statements. So that's why we think that we should focus on the problems, and we can determine how we can fix it. And let's move on to the page 5. So in terms of the problems in the statement of profit or loss and OCI, the question is, what is the problem? And we hear various comments, including the structure is varied among peer companies in even in same industry, or there is no definition of operating profit subtotal, and different company provide different subtotal. Or we hear that calculation vary for the same kind of performance measure. For example, in one industry, companies present adjusted operating profit, such as core operating income. However, if we look at the calculation, it's different among peer companies. So some stakeholders think that we can think about if we can address these issues. And on the page 6, what is the current requirement in IAS 1? IAS 1 is very much principle-based standard, and the required line item is quite limited. So starting from revenue, however, there is no requirement for cost of goods sold or SGA, and only limited items are required. And the company can decide which line item should be presented. And then the consequence is on the slide 7. This is based on the real companies in one single industry. Company A and Company B has a good disaggregated number above operating profit. So starting from revenue, cost of goods sold, distribution cost, marketing and administrative cost, R&D cost, and other costs, something like that. But if we look at in detail, Company A and Company is slightly different. So the marketing cost is classified in different category. And if we look at other peer company, Company C combine every expenses like cost of goods sold, SG&A to one line item, such as operating expenses. And another company, Company D, on the face of the income statement, this company presents revenue. However, there is no cost. And the next line item to revenue is operating profit. So the presentation really varies. And, you know, because if we look at the requirement on page slide 6, so the required item is really limited. So that's the consequence of the current practice. So that's one thing. So varied structure of the income statement. And page 8, calculation of alternative performance measures today. Many companies present two subtotals these days. One is operating profit, and it's basically EBIT. And in addition to that, many companies present adjusted operating profit. Sometimes it's called cooperating profit, sometimes it's called trading operating profit. However, if we look at the calculation in detail, even in the peer companies in same industry, same kind of business, the adjustments are very different. For example, one company adjusts restructuring cost, and another company doesn't adjust restructuring cost. And also, categorization of cost is very different among peer companies. And in many cases, it's not clear other companies adjust or not. So those are the situation. And some stakeholders raised comment that we should look at this practice, and we can think about if we can improve this area. So these are the comments we've received. And let's move on to the slide 9. This is the question for the statement of profit or loss and OCI. The question 1 is, do you think that the issues we've discussed today, that is varied structure, and the next one is no definition of operating profit subtotal, or problems with the use of performance measures. The first thing is we want to define what is the problem in the current financial statement. So the first question, question 1 is, do you think these are the these are the problems? That's the first question. And on the slide 10, question 2 is how to approach these issues. And the question 2 lists up some of the approaches we can think about. For example, whether there should be more requirements for the structure and a structure of the statement of profit or loss and OCI, or whether certain total subtotal should be required. So we'd like to know if the members think this can be the way to way forward or not. And question 3, what other problems, if any, have you identified with the structure and content of the statement of the profit or loss and OCI? So the current stage is defining the project, defining the scope of the project. So that is why we try to fully inform what is the problem we should address. So those are the questions for the income statement. And if we look at the slide 11, moving forward to the balance sheet, in terms of the balance sheet, compared with income statement, fewer concerns voiced about structure and contents of the balance sheet. However, some suggested that the interaction between balance sheet and other primary financial statements should be clarified, or some line items in balance sheet should be more disaggregated. So these are kind of like concerns we hear in balance sheet. And in the slide 12, questions for the balance sheet. The question 4 is, Do you think the issues we've discussed right now, so the interaction between primary financial statements or disaggregation of the balance sheet, do you think these are the problems? So that's the question four. And question five is, what other problems do you think we should address? So these are the questions we'd like you to have the breakout session discussions. And in terms of the time allocation for the breakout session, on the slide two, so basically, we appreciate if you could spend more than half of the time for the statement of profit and loss and OCI, because that is the area we hear concern. At the same time, we also make sure the balance sheet concerns as well. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Kachiro. In our agenda consultation this time, and indeed in the consultation we did some years ago, performance reporting, primary financial statements came up very high in terms of people's request for us to do something. And in particular, the investor feedback, I think it was the top in terms of the number of comments that we got on it. So clearly people think there's something here that we should be doing, but we're not quite sure what people are actually asking us to do. So this is an opportunity for you to tell us what are the problems, how we might approach it. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to change any standards, of course, because this is an early stage, it's research, and we have to go through all the normal due process, and we're a long way off making a change, but we need to identify very clearly early on what are the problems that we need to be focusing on. So that's the purpose of this session. Any questions before we send you off to discuss?
Just one kind of maybe a bit of a too broad question, but interested in that last comment about what are the problems. Was that question not answered when you had the financial statement presentation project that got suspended? So the problems there are identified. Is that kind of gone by the wayside and we're starting with a fresh sheet of paper?
That, no. We have done a lot of work in the past. That was suspended. There was a lot of debate about whether what we were proposing there was going too far, a good idea, was it really solving the problem or not. So we certainly haven't forgotten about it. And it's very much sort of part of the input into the current process. But we do need to stand back and think again. After all, that draft, that staff draft of bad ED was now put out 6 years ago. So, you know, things have moved on.
Steve, maybe it's worth maybe insisting on the fact it's not intended to be a discussion about OCI versus PNL. It's more about what is in the PNL more than the
structure.
Yeah,
perhaps not that OCI versus PNL isn't an important issue, but Kachira's questions are very much focused on the PNL itself. So I think our idea is that we don't get sidetracked into what is and what isn't OCI. Much as I'm sure you'd love to discuss that, but let's try and focus on what's wrong with the P&L itself and how might we address some of those issues. Okay.